Listening Library presents The Iron Thorn by Caitlin Kittredge. Read for you by Katie McNichol. To Howard Phillips Lovecraft, who first showed me that strange, far place. The moon is dark, and the gods dance in the night. There is terror in the sky. For upon the moon hath sunk an eclipse, foretold in no books of men. H.P. Lovecraft. Chapter 1. The Ashes of the World. There are 17 madhouses in the city of Lovecraft. I visited all of them. My mother likes to tell me about her dreams when I visit. She sits in the window of the Christabel Charitable Asylum and strokes the iron bars covering the glass like they are the strings of a harp. "I went to the lily field last night," she murmurs. Her dreams are never dreams. They are always journeys, explorations, excavations of her mad mind, or, if her mood is bleak, ominous portents for me to heed. The smooth brass gears of my chronometer churned past 4:30, and I put it back in my skirt pocket. Soon the asylum would close to visitors, and I could go home. The dark came early in October. It's not safe for a girl to be out walking on her own in Hallow's Eve weather. I called it that, the sort of days when the sky was the same color as the smoke from the Nephilim foundry across the river, and you could taste winter on the back of your tongue. When I didn't immediately...